The principles and creeds set forth in this book constitute the articles of faith of the Church of the Creator. Our beliefs are strongly reinforced by an overwhelming mass of substantiated evidence. They are based on the eternal laws of nature. They are based on the lessons and experience of history. Furthermore, they are based on logic, common sense, and reality, not myth and fantasy. No other religion can honestly make this claim. We furthermore believe that, in 6,000 years of recorded history, nature's eternal religion is the most profound and meaningful religious book ever written for the survival of the white race. It is a fundamental creed based on the eternal laws of nature for the survival, expansion, and advancement of the white race, the noblest creation in nature's realm. We are confident that the white race will soon return to reality, embrace our powerful religion, regain control of its own destiny, and advance forward to new heights never before dreamed of. It is towards this noble objective, the survival, expansion, and advancement of the white race, that nature's eternal religion is dedicated. It is for this reason our dynamic religion was founded. We call our religion creativity, and members thereof creators, because we believe these words, in essence, best describe the characteristic soul of the white race. We completely reject the Judeo-democratic Marxist values of today, and supplant them with new and basic values, of which race is the foundation. We take a new, revolutionary, and dynamic approach to the problems that face the white race today in its desperate struggle for survival. Although our religion is new, the laws embodied in our religion are not new, nor are they something we have invented. On the contrary, we have only observed and put into words that which nature, in her eternal wisdom, has decreed for the survival of all her creatures from the beginning of time. Nor is it at all remarkable that we should have observed these laws and based our religion on them. What is most strange is that the creative white race has not done so centuries ago. In fact, it is amazing that the Romans and Greeks failed to do so in their time. Going back even further, it is hard to understand why the highly gifted Egyptians failed to do so in their great white civilization 5,000 years ago. Had the white race done so in its earlier history, it would not be trapped in the idiotic and precarious struggles for survival in which it now finds itself ensnared. We believe that reality is more important than believing in the unsubstantiated ramblings of a wild and overstimulated imagination. We believe that facts, substantiated by massive evidence, are 1,000 times more valid and meaningful than supernatural claims that not only are unsubstantiated, but fly in the face of reason. We refuse to accept on faith ludicrous claims that repudiate historical evidence, geological evidence, scientific evidence, and fallacious claims that repudiate every other kind of evidence. We believe that evidence and judgment are basic in forming conclusions and decisions in all the vital matters pertaining to our lives. We believe that a religion that is detrimental to the survival of a race is a bad religion. A religion that helps a race to survive, expand, and advance is a good religion for that race. Our creed is such a religion, and will have the most profound and far-reaching implications for the benefit and welfare of the white race. It is not our intention to make the white race less religious. On the contrary, it is our intention to have the white race become more strongly devoted to the religion than it is today. And above all, it is our objective to give the white race a far superior religion than the destructive, suicidal religion which it is now burdened. We believe that the highest laws of nature is the right of any species to survival, expansion, and advancement of its own kind. We deem that for the white race, the right to survival, expansion, and advancement of its own people is not only the highest law of nature, but also the foundation of our religious creed. It is overwhelmingly clear that unless the white race, in this generation, changes the suicidal course on which it is now embarked, or it will miserably perish from the face of the earth, overrun and inundated by a flood tide of colored mongrels. We are confident that in the near future the white race will rally, unite, and embrace the creativity program for its own survival. Furthermore, we are convinced that if only one-tenth of the time, energy and money were spent on propagating our dynamic religion, as is spent on keeping alive the sick and morbid religion now undermining our race, that creativity would spread like wildfire. We mean to organize all our good people and expend that energy and more. United and organized, the white race is 10 times more powerful than the rest of the world combined. We predict that our religion, creativity, will be the supreme religion of the future. We predict that it will not only spread to all the corners of the earth, but will eventually supplant all other religions, barring none. We believe that such is inevitable.